giving them a big hug. If you look through my photos from our trip to Disney World, you might notice a common theme. It usually involves my daughter running up to some sort of fictional character and giving them a big hug. Kaylee decided early on that every character deserved her love. At one point, we happened to bump into the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland in a back hallway heading off stage. Kaylee and the Queen spent a few minutes curtsying to each other, after the requisite hugging, of course. After the Queen had retired to the backstage area, her handler came back out to tell us that the Queen had really loved seeing Kaylee and it had made her night. I'm not telling you this story in order to brag about my child, or at least not just to brag about her. The point I want to make is, what if we applied this same level of enthusiasm to our own networking? Well, I don't mean go up and hug everyone we meet, but what if we actually treated them as if we were happy to see them? Even better, what if we actually were happy to see them? So many people view networking as a task to be accomplished, and the sooner, the better. Here's the thing, though. If we actually take the time to enjoy it and treat those we meet as true friends whom we are overjoyed to see again, networking would be, first, a heck of a lot more fun to do. Next, it also tend to be a lot more productive. Treating other people as valued members of your life endears them to you and makes them a lot more likely to be looking out for your interests, especially since you'll be looking out for theirs. Take a page from my daughter's book. Dig deep and imagine what you'd have felt as a child meeting one of your idols for the first time. Now take that emotion and apply it to the connections you make through networking. You'll be amazed at how much further it takes you.